Utah Congressman Jim Matheson reintroduces a bill to protect wilderness areas along the Wasatch Front. Utah home prices are on the rise. And House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart names a new chair of the Special Investigative Committee of John Swallow. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, July 26th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah Democrat Jim Matheson introduced legislation in Congress yesterday to protect wilderness and watershed areas along the Wasatch Front. KUER's Terry Gilday reports it's the second time the representative has introduced the bill.
Matheson wants to protect water resources in the Salt Lake Valley and extend federal safeguards to nearly 25,000 additional acres of Wasatch Front canyons. Recently, Republican lawmakers in the Utah delegation abandoned efforts that would allow construction of a ski lift system linking resorts in Park City to those in Big Cottonwood Canyon. Matheson says the introduction of his bill has little to do with what appears to be the end of ski link.
This doesn't really have anything to do specifically with whether a ski link bill is introduced or not, as much as it's important for us to secure this watershed in the face of what we all know is going to be huge population growth over the next several decades.
Matheson introduced a similar bill in the last Congress, and it did not receive a hearing in the House Resources Subcommittee on Environmental Regulations and Public Lands. The current version of the bill will likely have to move through that subcommittee on its path to the House floor, and that committee chairman is Utah Republican Rob Bishop. Matheson knows the odds of the bill progressing are slim.
Even if it doesn't move through Congress right away, I think it's an important piece of information, if you will, to influence how discussions about future of the Wasatch are going to take place.
The previous version of the bill was introduced in the last Congress, 9 months before the congressional session ended. The current legislation must be passed before the 113th Congress ends at the end of 2014. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
An uptick in home prices combined with higher interest rates is making life hard for first-time homebuyers. But Zions Bank residential lending numbers show construction activity is strong. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The Salt Lake Board of Realtors home sales statistics for the first quarter of 2013 show home prices in the Salt Lake area climbing steadily. Kim Cassidy is president of the home financing division for Zions Bank. She says while the board has yet to release its latest data, Zions' own residential lending statistics show the second quarter has brought some new challenges. Cassidy says in the past 9 weeks, interest rates have spiked, leading fewer people to refinance and more people to buy.
Construction activity is really taking off, and it's had this consistent momentum for the past probably 18 to 24 months, but it seems to be picking up even more so right now simply because there's just not enough homes out there for people to buy.
Cassidy says while rising home prices are a positive thing, she says that puts a lot of pressure on first-time home buyers who may have to rethink their plans.
And we all know that those who are looking to buy their first home, they want to be as cost-conscious as possible and making sure that monthly payment is where it needs to be.
The Salt Lake Board of Realtors housing data for the second quarter is expected to be released next week. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Utah House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart has replaced the chair of a legislative committee investigating Utah Attorney General John Swallow. Representative Larry Snow's law practice in St. George had represented one of Swallow's chief accusers, businessman Jeremy Johnson. The new chair of the committee is Representative Jim Dunnigan, who owns an insurance agency in Taylorsville. Dunnigan was already a member of the committee. His spot will be filled by Republican Representative Francis Gibson. Legislative attorneys say 61 law firms from around the country have applied to assist the committee that's investigating Attorney General John Swallow. 21 of those are from Utah. Swallow has been dogged by allegations of misconduct since January, but has repeatedly denied wrongdoing. Just seconds before the train he was riding in lifted off the tracks and crashed near Santiago de Compostela, Spain, Elder Stephen Ward says he noticed a backpack tumble from a rack. The next thing he knew, he woke up to a scene that he described as a nightmare. He said there was a lot of crying, a lot of screaming. Ward survived the crash with a fractured vertebrae in his neck and other injuries. The LDS missionary from Bountiful just finished several weeks of language training in Madrid and was on his way to his first assignment when the train jumped the tracks at more than 120 miles an hour. As many as 80 people were killed and more than 100 injured. Utah courts granted fewer divorces in 2012 compared to the year before. There were 9,760 divorce decrees granted last year, about 1,400 fewer than in 2011. Troy James Knapp says he's ready to represent himself in future court hearings. Knapp is accused of breaking into dozens of cabins in six counties and stealing food, weapons, and other property. He's fired the lawyer hired by his parents to negotiate a plea deal to resolve those charges. San Pete County Attorney Brody Kiesel says he's rescinded the offer for a plea bargain. He plans now to file new and more serious charges for armed burglary. This is the place Heritage Park says it's making progress dealing with the animal care violations it was cited for by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Salt Lake Tribune reports the violations were discovered during inspections in April and May. Some were record-keeping violations, but others involved the conditions animals were living in at the park's petting zoo. Park spokesperson Tricia Kramer says all the problems cited by inspectors have been remedied. Ownership changes at the coal-fired Navajo Generating Station near Page, Arizona could help meet the EPA's goal of an 84% reduction in nitrogen oxide pollution. One way of doing that would be to shut down one of the three 750-megawatt units of the plant. That would allow the current owner, the Salt River Project, to delay installing expensive pollution control equipment. Two of the plant's owners, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power and Nevada Power, have signaled their intention to cut their ties with the plant by 2019. The Navajo Nation is expected to sign a lease extension that will give it the option of purchasing a share of the plant in coming decades.
Well, you ever hear of a band called Frightened Rabbit? Well, not many others have either. But Dan Nalen insists they're worth a listen, and they're at the top of this week's long list of summer music.
The boy needs sunlight and the shot of modesty.
And we'll begin today's discussion with the Scottish band nobody's ever heard of.
That's right. Frightened Rabbit, a growing band, a growing fan base, I should say, over the last couple of years. And as you heard in those lyrics there, very Scottish, even in their accent still, as they come over to the States. They've become one of my favorite bands over the last couple of years, playing both small places like the Urban Lounge here in town, and they've opened for bigger bands at the now Maverick Center. Really expansive sound. What really strikes me is their lyrics, though. Scott Hutchinson, who's the lead singer of the band, an amazing lyricist. Their new album is called Pedestrian Verse, and it's kind of a joke because he gets praised so much for his very literary lyrics. But they write really big. People who are fans of, you know, even a U2 or a Coldplay can find a lot to love with this band because they have sort of big bombastic anthem as well as more delicate songs out there. So really someone to watch out for. They're playing at the Depot on Tuesday night, and they're just one of many outstanding shows we have coming up here in the next few days.
Now you need to take a big breath and tell us who else is in town.
Rat-a-tat through everyone else. We have some amazing stuff. Snowbird, free concert series on Saturday. Keller Williams, who's an amazing guitar player. Also on Tuesday, same night as Frightened Rabbit, Natalie Maines, lead singer of the Dixie Chicks. She's on her first solo tour. She's playing up at Deer Valley. And then on Thursday, August 1st, and it's insane day in Salt Lake City, we have The Cult playing at the Depot. People will remember them from the 80s. A really huge band back then. They've played nonstop since. They're playing their Electric album in its entirety, plus some other songs. Out at the USANA Amphitheater, we have Bob Dylan headlining with Wilco and My Morning Jacket also on the bill. Also Ryan Bingham. All of those people are headliner worthy in their own right. And then Pioneer Park, what's going to be one of the biggest Twilight concert series shows of the whole summer. The National are headlining. They haven't been here in years. Going to be a great show. So hard to roll the dice. Oh, and Megadeth, of course.
Oh, them, yeah.
Of course. Don't forget Megadeth out at the Maverick Center on Thursday. So got five big shows to choose from on Thursday night.
Dan Nalen reports on entertainment for KUER and blogs at SLCene. That's SLCENE.com.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, July 26th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.